morning, everyone. Welcome to Phoenix Raceway. We're going to get started with our media availabilities for this weekend. We are joined by Michael McDowell, driver of the number 34 Front Row Motorsports Ford, who is a Phoenix native, and also the 2021 winner of the Daytona 500. We will open it straight up to questions for Michael. Raise your hand, and we'll get a wireless mic, and we'll start right here in the middle. The mic's right behind you.
Hey, Michael. John Haverman with the Circuit Journal. Welcome back home.
Thanks.
Just the last couple of years, you've been paired with a lot of rookie teammates. So you got John Hunter, Matt Tift, Anthony Alfredo. Now you got Todd. Do you feel, what is that like as a veteran that kind of always has to deal with someone new?
Yeah, it's, I mean, it hasn't been ideal, obviously. And the conditions, too, of just with no practice, no qualifying, it's been hard for the rookies the last few years, for sure. So, you know, it's been a challenge. I mean, it's hard because you need two people. You need both teams pushing the organization forward. And it's hard to do that without building momentum and chemistry and all those things. So, you know, I think that Todd's doing a great job, and I think Todd will be here for a long time. And so hopefully we won't be having any more new rookie teammates. But it's been good. There's been times where it's been good. But for the most part, it's, you know, you just need both programs pushing everything forward. So I think we have that now.
I'm going to come up front here to Cole.
Hi, Michael. Cole Cusimano, Arizona Republic. There's been a lot of talk this weekend about how to approach the dog leg and kind of driving on the apron. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you plan to approach that?
Yeah, so it's still a question mark, I think. You know, these cars are really low to the ground in the back. You have the diffuser, you have the diffuser strakes, and those are things that you don't want to damage. You want as much on there as possible. So I think there'll be times where people will go down there, you know, to make a pass or do something like that. But for me, you know, I'm going to not be the first one down there. I'll kind of wait and see and, you know, try to utilize it when you need it. But yeah, it's a little bit of an unknown. I watched a few guys try to do it in practice. You know, when we are here for the tests, but yeah, you definitely don't want to damage the underneath side of these cars. It definitely affects the aerodynamics, so you got to be careful doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're gonna go here in the center, right behind. Oh, sorry, I thought you had your hand up. Oh, okay, gotcha. We'll go to Bob right here.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Will you shift here at all? And also curious on what you think Atlanta will race like.
Well, you're going to have to shift here because you got to get to fifth gear somewhere, Bob. You know? No, I'm just kidding. I think you will. I think there'll be a lot of guys shifting. You know, in the tests, I think, you know, you try to keep everything as consistent as possible, especially when you have data on the car and you're trying to measure things and figure out what's better, what's not. But as it gets warm and as the pace drops off and as tires fall off, I think you'll hear a lot of guys in the Cup Series shifting on both ends. So, you know, this car is a little bit easier than, you know, our previous generation car. You know, sequential shifter definitely helps. So I think it'll be a tool that you use more often this season than we have, you know, pretty much anywhere else. Yeah, I mean, I think Atlanta is a big unknown. You know, I watched the you know, the YouTube of the tire test and saw some of that stuff, but you know, from what I gather, I wasn't there, but you know, it's fairly easy, wide open. So when you get in traffic, who knows what it'll be like? But we're anticipating it being like Daytona. You know, I mean, that's kind of the mindset we're going, and if we have to adapt when we get there, we'll see.
Do we have anything additional for Michael? All right, Michael, we're letting you off easy.
Appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Joining us.
Thank you.